From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New airstrikes today by forces loyal to Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi against rebel-held cities. The target, the oil port of Ras Lanuf. There were no casualties from the air attacks, but they've touched off clashes on the ground. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has bluntly told Libya's foreign minister the government must cease hostilities against civilians. But with neither side gaining the upper hand, there's concern about a prolonged and violent standoff. The conflict in Libya is adding to upward pressure on oil prices. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who's now an economics professor at the University of California, Berkeley, says the reasons for the upward move in oil prices, though, go beyond the conflict in the Middle East.
You have developing nations all over the world who are coming out of the recession much faster than the United States and Europe, and their oil needs are very high, and so they are also putting pressure on oil prices. It's not just the Middle East.
Reich was on CBS's The Early Show. Many of the victims of the conflict in Libya have been migrant workers from Bangladesh. Those workers are now fleeing the violence in Libya. NPR's David Green says three Bangladeshis died after jumping off a ferry boat carrying refugees.
The boat was carrying more than 1,000 Bangladeshi workers from Tripoli to the Greek island of Crete. Greek authorities say several dozen passengers climbed into the water under darkness after the boat docked on the island. Three of the Bangladeshi migrant workers were confirmed dead, and authorities were searching yesterday for another 14 people who were missing. It's not clear why the refugees escaped the boat, but there's speculation they hoped to avoid being sent home and preferred to stay in the European Union to look for work. Bangladeshis fleeing Libya have also poured over the border into eastern Tunisia. Many share the same story. When the unrest began, their bosses told them to get out.
The director of the company asked them to leave, and he said, I'm not going to give you money, and he was not paid for the last 2 months.
David Green, NPR News, Zarzis, Tunisia.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is meeting with Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai in Kabul today. Gates' visit comes at a time of increased tension between the U.S. and Afghanistan. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports Karzai has reacted strongly to the mistaken killing of 9 Afghan children by American forces last week.
Karzai said in a Sunday statement that an apology by General David Petraeus, commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, was not enough. Aside from meeting with Karzai and other Afghan leaders, Gates will also meet with U.S. troops and commanders to gauge their progress. A spokesman for Gates says he's expecting to hear optimistic reports about NATO and U.S. efforts to flush out the Taliban. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has undergone surgery on his face today to repair damage he suffered when a man threw a statuette at him a couple of years ago. Surgeons repaired Berlusconi's jaw. The attack also left him with some broken teeth and a broken nose. This is NPR News from Washington. A bankruptcy court in Delaware begins hearings today to determine the fate of the Tribune Company. It comes more than 2 years after a buyout drove one of the nation's largest and oldest media firms into bankruptcy protection. A new survey of the nation's top business economists finds that they remain concerned about the impact of budget deficits and federal spending on the U.S. economy. NPR's Jack Spear reports they also do not expect Congress to pass any significant deficit reduction measures in this session.
The National Association for Business Economics polled more than 260 of its members, asking them for their feelings on deficit reduction. They're for it. Comprehensive tax reform, ditto. However, bottom line is nearly three-quarters of those polled are skeptical any meaningful moves to reduce the rising federal deficit will emerge from Congress this year. And while many of those economists were somewhat hawkish on deficits, they overwhelmingly favored the decision to extend the Bush-era tax cuts. 93% of respondents said they would favor lowering the corporate tax rate. 71% said amid signs of an improving economy, they think the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates over the next 12 months. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
State and federal assessment teams will be taking a close look at the damage in the town of Rain, Louisiana, which was devastated by a tornado over the weekend. One woman there was killed and hundreds of people were displaced by the storm. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
All around the city, especially in this devastated area, the state fire marshal is going through door by door, house by house, to evaluate when it will be safe for folks to come back.
Jindal met with the family of the woman who died, who she was protecting her 15-month-old son when part of an oak tree crashed into their home. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.